You're listening to Peoria Chiefs Baseball on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Ameren, Caterpillar, ZQ, and Health Alliance. And now, here's the voice of your Peoria Chiefs, Cody Schindler.
Good evening, Chiefs fans. From Dozer Park in downtown Peoria, we welcome you in to a fine Thursday evening here at Dozer Park. Chiefs and River Bandits just about ready to go. An abbreviated pregame show, as we were a little late getting started, but let's quickly dive in the starting lineups, which are brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. We'll begin with the visiting Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who have taken the first two games of this series. They are 63-58 on the year, 27 up, 29 down in the second half. Leading off in DHing, Darian Miller. Jackson Chorio, the Brewers' top prospect, and with good reason. He bats second. He's in center tonight. We'll get our first look at him defensively. He's DH'd in the first two games and since returning from the injured list, but we will see him in the outfield tonight. Jefferson Caro bats third and catches. Joe Gray Jr. is the cleanup batter. He's in right field. The shortstop, Eduardo Garcia, bats fifth. Ethan Murray is the sixth-place batter. He plays second base. Zach Robbie bats seventh in left field. Antonio Pinheiro, the third baseman, bats eighth. And hitting ninth, the first baseman, Jose Acosta. Pitching for Wisconsin, the right-hander, Israel Pueyo. He's 1-3 with a 5-4-0. He's made 10 starts. He's been a little more down than up. We'll get our first look at him in 2022. Now let's meet the Chiefs starting lineup. It's again brought to you by Interstate Batteries and filled out by skipper Patrick Anderson. Leading off and playing first base, Jacob Buschberger. Noah Mendlinger bats second and plays third. The right fielder, Todd Lott, hits third. Designated hitter, L.J. Jones, bats fourth. Catcher, Aaron McKeithen, bats fifth. In the sixth spot, the second baseman, Mack Chambers. Tyler Reichenborn bats seventh and patrols left field. The shortstop, Ramon Mendoza, bats eighth and hitting ninth. The center fielder, Tommy Jew. Pitching for our Chiefs with a record of 2-2 and a 4.26 ERA, Enohan Paniagua. Paniagua last time out, he was quite good against the Beloit Skycarp. He picked up the win, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run it was earned, no walks, he punched out 4. So we'll get another peek at the Peoria right-hander, the Cardinals' number 13 prospect per MLB pipeline. Pueyo for Wisconsin, Paniagua for our Chiefs. That's the pitching matchup tonight as we await the Chiefs taking the field. We'll be introduced one by one. The intro video playing over the stadium speakers. Let's give you the first look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. We'll go around the Midwest League and the Cardinals organization. We'll start close to home in the Midwest League. 4 games currently in progress. Lansing 1-0 on top of South Bend in the second. Great Lakes a 1-0 lead over Lake County in the first. That one just underway. West Michigan 2-0 on top of Fort Wayne. Cedar Rapids a 1-0 cushion on top of Dayton. Quad Cities and Beloit, they will start with us. In the Cardinals system, down on the farm, we've got single A Palm Beach, the only team in action. They trail 1-0 in the fifth against Daytona. Triple A Memphis, 7:05 first pitch at Nashville. Nashville 75-49. They've been really good. And also tonight, they will start here momentarily. Double A Springfield hosts the Wichita Wind Surge, the AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Those two teams quite familiar this year. The big squad, they are off on this September 1st. They will return home tomorrow for a three-gamer with the Chicago Cubs. Chiefs are on the turf. We will step aside for the anthem. Wisconsin 63-58. Our Chiefs 51-71. It's game 123 of 132, and we'll have it next on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
You're listening to Peoria Chiefs Baseball on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Ameren, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now, here's the voice of your Peoria Chiefs, Cody Schindler.
Good evening once again from downtown Peoria, Illinois. Dozer Park, the site of this one, we welcome you wherever you may be. Tonight's contest, game 3 of 6 between the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the High A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and our Chiefs, the High A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. You know what? Paniagua, 2-2 with a 4-2-6. He will take the bump. He's just about ready to go as the rosin bag was fired onto the field from Leonardo Taveras. Always seem to forget that darn rosin bag. That's happened a few times this year here at home. Paniagua will face this Wisconsin lineup: Miller, Chorio, Caro at the top, Gray Garcia, Murray in the middle, Robbie, Pinheiro, and Acosta. Round things out, and away we go with a strike called. A heater at 91. We're underway at 6:37 local time. One missed in, ball and a strike. Miller has been hit by a pitch, well, with regularity, shall we say. And the 1-1 pitch driven to deep right field. Todd Lott will watch it go. Miller, his 11th home run. We're talking about the hit by pitch. How about a long home run? It's three pitches in. Timber Rattlers have a 1-0 lead. Now Chorio, he's homered in three straight ball games. Not exactly the start Enohat Paniagua was hoping for. First pitch to Churio ran inside for ball one. Miller, by the way, he's been hit 22 times. Franchise single season record is 1-0 pitch. A strike called on the outside edge. It's 1-1. The next pitch, almost swing and a foul at the plate. That got a piece of McKeithen, the Peoria catcher. With that, just a moment to check in with the Peoria defense. We'll start in the outfield as we normally do. Reichenborn, Jew, and Lott, left, center, and right. Menlinger, Mendoza, Chambers, and Bushberger from third to first on the infield. McKeithen, who is now back in his crouch, ready to work behind the plate for Paniagua. His 1-2 pitch misses away. Two balls and two strikes. That was the curveball, his best off-speed offering. Kicking the 2-2, another curveball. This one popped up behind home plate. McKeithen will not have room as it lands in the fourth row. Maybe the fifth row. Perhaps my eyes deceived me. Count remains 2-2 on Churio. He's the Brewers' top prospect. And we've seen a lot of good ones come through Peoria over the last couple years. Rio swinging a miss this time for strike three. Paniagua stymies him. One out for Caro. It just goes to show you how good Churio is. Garrett Mitchell, we saw him in 2021. He had his first professional homer against us, as a matter of fact. Pitch curveball inside to Caro for ball one. We saw Sal Frelick to begin the year. 1-0 heater outside. Two balls and no strikes on the Wisconsin catcher. And Churio, he surpassed both men in the prospect rankings. Hitters count the 2-0, a strike called. The count tightens 2-1 on the Wisconsin catcher. 1-0 Timber Rattlers on the leadoff homer from Darian Miller. Next pitch outside, 3-1. Paniagua, mostly a three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, change, but he's a tinkerer. He may mix in a different wrinkle. Fouls at the plate, the count full 3-2. The report from spring training was that, yeah, he's pretty much a three-pitch guy, but he was also experimenting with a slider, a cutter, even a little splitter. Comes the payoff to Caro, and it's taken outside. Ball four. Three true outcomes so far, a home run, a strikeout, a walk. One-on-one gone for Joe Gray Jr. By the way, Brendan Howe with a note. Chiefs are wearing their red caps for the first time this season. This is a sharp look, isn't it? It's flashy. Should wear these more often. As a hit-me-over curveball falls in for strike one. Chiefs wearing their home whites, red script across the chest, red numbers on their backs, but the red hats complete the look. Meanwhile, Wisconsin wearing their road grays. Black hats, black socks. One strike serve, missed down and away. It's 1-1. Lights are on here at Dozer Park. Sun hiding behind the clouds for the most part. On the stretch, the 1-1 misses high. Two balls and a strike on Gray Jr. He had a fine night last night. A couple of hits, scored a couple of runs. Timber Rattlers, they did all their damage against the Peoria bullpen. Comes a 2-1 offering. Heater strike on the outer third. Make it 2-2 on the Wisconsin right fielder. Gray was in center each of the first two nights. Paniagua. That's the glove shoulder high. The 2-2 pitch taps slowly foul towards third. Pass to the left of that third base bag. We'll do it again. Paniagua up over 20 pitches in this first inning. How about a one-hopper right at Ramon Mendoza? Roll up a double play and see if Paniagua can settle in as the night progresses. Another 2-2. Breaking ball just missed outside. A little too much break, and the count full 3-2. Caro, the catcher at first. Can't imagine he'd be inclined to run. Paniagua, the payoff pitch. Gray is swinging a pop-up. Hit a mile high on the infield. Now in foul ground, it's the third baseman, Menlinger. He makes a catch. Two outs. Nice bounce back from Paniagua. Two outs. Here's the shortstop, Eduardo Garcia. He's a name to watch in his own right. It'll be Pipeline. They have him as the number 14 prospect in the Brewer system. He cuts and misses. Count nothing and one. When Churio's on the club, right? It's hard to or not to be overshadowed. One strike delivery. Missed high. Paniagua. One rung too high on the ladder. Ryan Van Vranken calls balls and strikes this evening. Zach Martin is our base umpire. One on, two out. The 1-1 pitch. A swing and a foul back. Paniagua got in on the hands. Count 1-2. Paniagua, wouldn't say he lights up the radar gun, a lot of 93, 94, but he stays out of the middle of the plate for the most part. Waste pitch here, taken high and away. It's now 2-2. And look, I don't care how hard you throw, 98, 88, 78, if you can stay out of the middle of the plate, you're probably going to get some outs. Right-hander. 2-2, called strike three. Curveball froze Garcia. He goes down looking. Two punch-outs in the opening inning for Paniagua, but the Timber Rattlers strike. Third pitch of the game, a leadoff home run from Darian Miller. And the Timber Rattlers looking for their third one in a row against us. Have an early 1-0 lead on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Right-hander Israel Pueyo will make his first start against the Chiefs this season. He is 1-3 with a 5-4-0. Face this Peoria lineup, again brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Bushberger, Menlinger, Lott at the top. Jones, McKeith, and Chambers in the middle. Reichenborn, Mendoza, and Jew round it out. First pitch misses wide for ball one. Bushberger, 268, nine homers. He's driven in 48. Offers it to 1-0 and pops it up. back of short. It's the shortstop Garcia who makes a catch with one hand. Two pitches, one out. Yo Garcia is at short. Where is everybody else stationed? Let's tell you. Timber Rattlers defense looks like this. Robbie Churio Gray, left, center, and right. Pinheiro, Garcia, Murray, and Acosta from third to first on the infield. Jefferson Caro does the catching for Pueyo. First pitch misses up and in, ball one. Pueyo not exactly overpowering. Upper 80s, low 90s. 1-0 pitch taken inside by Menlinger, 2-0. Pueyo was actually signed by the Phillies back in 2017. The 2-0 swing and a foul back. Menlinger a good pass at it. Two ball, one strike count on the Peoria third baseman. Pueyo was acquired by Milwaukee in a trade back in 2020. Pueyo misses wide. It's now 3-1. Pueyo was ultimately a player to be named later. His name was included in the deal officially on September 18th of 2020. It was a ball wide for the fourth ball of the count. It's one out walk for Menlinger, who has walked more than he's punched out this year. That's always impressive. One on one gone in the first. Here's Todd Lott. Lott was a late scratch yesterday, back in there this evening. 273 the batting average, 10 homers. He's driven in 37. He has two four-hit games in the last, 10 days? Really been seeing the ball well. First pitch in there for a strike, nothing and one. Since July 1st, he leads the league in hits. Pete Crow Armstrong of South Bend nipping at his heels. Eddie's Leonard from Great Lakes in discussion. Taps foul towards the Wisconsin dugout. It's nothing and two. With that back right foot on the chalk line. Well, the 0-2, it ran up and in. And I think it got the knob or perhaps the handle of the bat. So Lott will stay in. Yeah. Another 0-2, a swing and a foul down the right field line. Will continue on in this endeavor. Menlinger, the runner at first. Still nothing in two. Pueyo home. Lott, a little check swing, floats one into center. Be caught by Churio. Lott, that was just a little half swing. He muscled that ball out to center. Have an excuse me swing. Two down in the first. Here's LJ Jones. Jones DHing. Driven in 9 runs over his last 3 games. First pitch, a fastball strike, nothing and one. 8 of those RBIs. Well, they came in one contest on Sunday. That tied it. Franchise single game record. Menlinger, the runner at first with a modest lead. 0-1 is popped up. Foul ground behind the plate. Caro, he's got room, and he makes a catch with two hands to end the inning. One out walk does not haunt Israel Pueyo. He gets out of the first without breaking a sweat. We go to the second. Timber Rattlers by a penny on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hot Penny Aqua back to the bump, 1-0 Wisconsin as we go in the second. Murray, Robbie, and Pinheiro, the scheduled batters, 6, 7, and 8 in the Wisconsin order. Timber Rattlers with a win tonight can even the season series at 9 games apiece. Aqua ready to go. He gets a swing and a miss, count nothing and 1. Play 21 games against the Timber Rattlers this season. We'll play 21 games against them next year as well. Angle pumps in a strike to get ahead, nothing and 2. Chiefs announced their 2023 schedule earlier today. As Murray lines one in a left, this will dunk in for a knock. Curveball stayed up on the plate just a little bit, and Murray able to wait back long enough to line it off in the left. Leadoff man aboard, here's Zach Robbie. Robbie in left this evening. 2023 schedule, very similar to this year's with a couple of changes. Give you some of the highlights as well. This pitch from Paniagua, strike called on the outer third. For the first time since 2019, the Chiefs will not be home on the 4th of July. We will be in South Bend on Independence Day. Tuesday, we will wrap up the series there on Sunday as per usual. Aqua misses wide with a fastball. It's 1-1. What's unique in that situation, the league wants to provide each club with either a July 3rd home game or a July 4th home game. Aqua misses down and away. It's 2-1. July 3rd, of course, falls on a Monday this year. So we will play that Monday, and then we will turn around Tuesday morning and travel to South Bend. So we'll play 2 weeks straight without an off day. That's new. As Robbie Townsend slowly towards third, going to be a tough play. Menlinger gloves. He makes the play anyway. A fine effort. 5-3 if you're scoring along at home. Murray to second on the play. Essentially a sack bunt. Now a runner in scoring position for Pinheiro. Then to set up the 4th of July holiday, we will have a Monday-Tuesday off day the week prior. So June 26th and 27th will be an off day. Pitch to Pinheiro in for a strike. We'll kick off the series on Wednesday, June 28th. That will then run through Monday the 3rd. We'll be home against Cedar Rapids on the 3rd. And then again, South Bend on the 4th. 0-1, a fastball strike. It's nothing and 2. All told, the Chiefs will play the rival South Bend Cubs 18 times, 6 times in April. And twice in July. So 12 games in year's seventh month. Here's a drive to deep right off the bat of Pinheiro into the corner. Lott, a diving grab on a ball that was slicing away. That ball found a second gear as it got towards the wall. Lott able to make the catch and rob Pinheiro of extra bases. To third on the play, Murray. Two outs, it'll be up to Acosta. A Other notable dates, the Chiefs will open at home April 7th, 8th, and 9th, a three-gamer. Welcome in the Cedar Rapids Colonels. First pitch, breaker missed high, ball one to Acosta. We'll be home Memorial Day weekend against the Great Lakes Loons. There's a heater down at 2-0. We will also wrap up the regular season at home, September 5th through the 10th, against the Beloit Skycarp. Look out. Antioquia's 2-0 pitch way inside. Better Acosta had to hit the deck. He's back to his feet. Not wasting any time. Now the 3-0 in there for a strike. 31 the count. Perhaps the best tidbit from the 2023 schedule, we will play at least six games against every club in the Midwest League. Acosta fouls back. The count full 3-2. We're in the top of the second. 1-0 Wisconsin. Darian Miller, leadoff homer. The offense to this point. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's inside ball four. Acosta works the two-out free pass, and they're on the corners. The aforementioned Darian Miller. Miller, a ninth-round pick in the 2019 draft. He's a youngster. He's 21 years of age. Chance to do some more damage. Niagua's first pitch inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Easy to see why Miller's been hit by a pitch 22 times. He stands right on top of the chalk line. He crowns the plate. He may even stick that elbow out there on occasion. There's a runner towards second. McKeithen throws through. The throw is late. It's stolen base for Acosta. Mendoza, the shortstop, he actually cut that throw off. He did not take the throw at the bag. I think he just wanted to keep Murray close at third and sure that he stayed put. So now two runners in scoring position. Two outs in the top of the second. Count 1-1 on Miller. Here's the next pitch. Curveball just outside. It's 2-1. In the Peoria second, the Chiefs will send McKeithen, Chambers, and Reichenborn to the plate. Niagua set. Has his signal. Now the offering. Miller out in front. He taps it foul. Count 2-2. Final Thirsty Thursday of the year. Tomorrow will be our final Flat Screen Friday. Tickets still available. You can get them online, PeoriaChiefs.com. Give us a call, 309-680-4000. We'll get you in touch with our box office. A couple of ways to purchase tickets to the final home series of 22. Miller fouls back. Good battle brewing. Kenny Agua, he's had to log some pitches, hasn't he? Just south of 50. We're in the second inning. Right-hander set. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss. Heading over. Kenny Agua labored, but he strands a pair. We go to the bottom of the second. Wisconsin 1. Chiefs not yet on the board. Listening. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria.
adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Back into the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. 1-0 Wisconsin as we play in the second. Chiefs catcher Aaron McKeithen will get the party started. Friendly welcome to the Wisconsin fans watching along on MILB TV. Appreciate you tuning in on this Thursday evening, the first day of September. Hard to believe. Pitch from Pueyo ran up and in. McKeithen had to limbo out of the way. Count 1-0. Pueyo, Mike Paniagua, a quick worker. Next offering a strike on the outer third. It's 1-1. Here's the next offering. McKeithen, a line shot foul over the top of that Chiefs dugout. 1-2 the count. The liner, but thankfully off the end of the bat. I'd say qualified as a screamer, so something positive to come out of that as McKeithen grounds the next pitch to third. Pinheiro, he takes care of the chance. One out in the second. Mac Chambers the batter. That begs a question, right, as we turn the calendar into September. When does fall truly start? Chambers takes a strike. It's nothing to one. As a human being, I have trouble grasping the season of fall. Pumpkin spice, all that stuff, that rolls out in August now. You know, that's not fall. One pitch taken high. It's 1-1. We had the heat index into the 90s last week in Beloit. That's too early. Comes a 1-1. Chambers takes wide. 2-1 the count. And what, they have meteorological spring and summer and fall. So you know you're going to say, yeah, there's a date for when fall starts. You can look it up. It's called Google, Cody. I get it. Chambers takes a strike. It's 2-2. But can we all agree on something as a society that it needs to drop below X number degrees before we break into the pumpkin spice stuff? Because here's a solid single in the center. Chambers aboard, 1-1 out for Tyler Reichenborn. Our game time temperature tonight brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling, 81 degrees. See, that doesn't scream pumpkin spice latte to me. It's got to get into the 60s, right? 60s below, even lower. Lower than 60. Okay. First pitch to Reichenborn. A strike on the outer third. I mean, we're going to play the fall classic, right? And if things go well, it could run into November. So what are we doing here? One pitch down and away. One ball and one strike. There's a lot of mixed messaging around fall. I've seen a lot of folks excited today of, oh, September, you know, bonfires and what, going out to the apple orchard, the pumpkin patch. That can wait one more month, right? Chambers back with a head first dive. Look, if you feel one way or the other, you can certainly tweet at us. Or don't. I'm not going to twist your arm. Cody Schindler _ on Twitter. 1-1 from Pueyo. Reichenborn puts a charge into one. Deep left center field. Chiefs lead it. The eighth home run of the year for Tyler Reichenborn. A no-doubt blast. It one hop onto the concourse. 2-1 Chiefs. Reichenborn hit that one a long way, 101 off the bat. The Chiefs are in front, just like that. And Ramon Mendoza, the batter, he squared to bunt. Pulls back on a strike call. Nothing and one the count. For the Chiefs, the 91st home run of the year. Mendoza, liner foul down the left field line. Just a hair out in front of that one. Had a good pass at it. Nothing and two the count on the Peoria shortstop. All three runs scored via the homer tonight. Two-strike pitch. Up and in. One and two goes the count. Just a gentle breeze. The flags, which are stationed just to the left of dead center, hardly moving. Mendoza foul tips into the mitt for strike three. Nice bounce back for Pueyo, his first strikeout of the night. And with two down, here's the number nine batter, Tommy Ju. Two, six homers on the year. A couple of them come at the hands of this Wisconsin club. First pitch to him. On speed delivery in for a strike. It's nothing and one. Tommy hit a go-ahead three-run blast in the bottom of the eighth inning. Back in April against the Timber Rattlers. Swings and misses here, and the count moves to nothing and two. 2-1 Peoria on the Reichenborn blast. A two-strike pitch. Ju pops it up. Foul ground off of first at the railing. Acosta runs out of room. Landed in the third row. Oh, yeah, we've got a heartwarming moment down the line. An adult gave it to the kid. That's how you do it, sir. The road to breaking ball just missed. Well, it may have nipped or nicked or clinged to that outside corner, but Brian Van Vranken said no. Out of 1-2, tap past the mound towards short. Going to be a tough play. The throw to first in time. What a job by Eduardo Garcia. Ju can really run. He pounced on that ball. Charging aggressively and threw a fastball on the run. That ends the inning, but the Chiefs jump in front on a two-run homer from Tyler Reichenborn. We go to the third. Chiefs by a penny on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Johan Paniagua deals to Jackson Churio, who skies to right center. A skyscraper fly ball. Tommy Ju secures it. One pitch, one out. Churio 0 for 2 as he's looking to homer in his fourth consecutive contest. One away for Caro. By the way, the longest streak in Timber Rattlers history. A five-gamer back in 2007. Here's a line shot rocket. Forget about this one. A laser beam homer from Jefferson Caro, his second in a Wisconsin uniform. And we are knotted up, really, in the blink of an eye. 2-2 the score. That ball got out of town in a hurry. Solo homer has been the offense for Wisconsin. Miller in the first, now Caro in the third. And another guy with some pop, Joe Gray Jr., steps in. First offering to get me over, curveball missed inside, ball one. To finish the thought, Ron Garth homered in five straight games. That was back in 2007. Miagua doubles up on the curveball, flips in a strike, gets 1-1. Not familiar with Ron Garth. It's great. Pops one up, a mile high. Shallow left center. Mendoza gives away to Reichenborn and makes a catch. Two down. Al Garcia, quick moving third inning, which would be a welcomed sight for Paniagua. He logged a lot of pitches in the first two innings. First pitch to Garcia, missed up and in, ball one. Garth, he made it to high A in the Mariners organization, but never made it any further. As Garcia takes wide, it's 2-0. He's not exactly a home run hitter over his minor league career. 2-0 home. There's a strike. Now 2-1. He hit just 27 career blasts in 320 games. But he happened to hit him consecutively. Five straight games with a home run. How about that? Bases empty, two outs, a 2-2 tie in the third inning. Here's a 2-1 swing and a liner to right, and Lott can't make the catch. Line drive, needed to take one more step in on that ball and just couldn't squeeze it. Ball was hit on the screws, but all that Lott would tell you, he probably should have caught. So the inning continues. Here's Ethan Murray. Paniagua's first pitch. Upstairs for a ball. Count 1-0. That is ruled an E9. There's a 1-0. Murray drives one to center. Deep but playable. Tommy Ju ranging back. He makes a catch shy of the track. And that ends the inning. Two-out error does not come back to haunt Paniagua. However, the solo homer from Jefferson Caro, a game-tying shot. We're through 2.5, 2-2 the score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Jacob Buschberger will lead off the Peoria third, a 2-2 tie. Buschberger, a first pitch swing, and a pop-up. Back of second, shallow center. That ball hung up for what felt like an eternity. Ethan Murray squeezes it. One pitch, one out. Al Mendlinger, the batter, swings it from the left side. He walked in the first. Squares to bunt. He was just taking a pitch. He takes a breaking ball strike, nothing and one. Two-two tie. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Thursday night baseball from downtown Peoria. One pitch. Mendlinger a foul back. Count nothing and two. We will be in the single digits following the conclusion of tonight's game. Now just nine more to play. Still trying to find the right word to describe a baseball season, or maybe the right words. It's a marathon and a sprint. That makes any sense. Mendlinger is swinging a foul back. We'll do it again. It's a long season when you're in the midst of it, but when you lace up the cleats with the pitch clock, games are moving a little quicker. It's been an interesting year. As Mendlinger takes wide. It's one and two. Look, I think you pulled 100 people out of the stands or folks who have worked in the media this year. Mendlinger foul tips into the mitt for a strikeout. Two outs in the Peoria third. I would think 90% of those folks would tell you that they are a fan of the pitch clock. Almost a certainty that it will make an appearance in the big leagues in 2023. It's done a fine job of speeding up the game while cutting out some of the nonsense. Allowing a right-handed swinger. He offers it the first one, fouls it back, 0-1 the count. I believe it was Lyle Goldstein, one of the voices of the Dayton Dragons. He said that the time clock trims the fat away from the game of baseball. Hot checks his swing on a, looked to be a slider, count 1-1. I think that's a good way to put it. The time clock is not particularly invasive. Cut and a miss, count 1-2. If it was a medical procedure, it would be an outpatient one. It's a 1-2. Look out, a late swing and a foul off the bat a lot. Careening towards the grounds crew. Members of the front office chipping in on the grounds crew for the final homestand of the year. Gary Olson, Matt Vetter down there. Dan Bush. Two pitch up and in. Two balls and two strikes. On lot. He skied to center in his first at bat. 2-2 from Pueyo. Wrapped on the ground foul. Just to the right of Patrick Anderson, the Peoria skipper. Wrapping up his first year in the Cardinals organization, he picked up his 500th managerial win back in June in the hands of the Quad Cities River Bandits. Another 2-2 lot off the end of the bat, a looper. It's hauled in, a diving grab by the second baseman, Murray. And that ends the inning. I just couldn't find the barrel on that one, and it made the difference. Chiefs go down in order. We're off to the fourth. What is a 2-2 tie? Nohan Paniagua back to the bump. Patrick Anderson, he's having a conversation with our home plate umpire, Brian Van Vranken. Not sure what that is all about, but if it comes of it, we'll let you know. We go to the fourth, 2-2, the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Johan Paniagua delivers ball one to Zach Robbie. Away we go in the fourth. Wisconsin 2, Peoria 2. Game three of this six-game set. 1-0, a swing and a foul back. Robbie had a good pass at it. Count 1-1. Timber Rattlers took each of the first two games in this series. They won 4-1 on Tuesday, 7-4 last night. 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball strike. It's now 1-2. We talked very briefly in the first inning about how the Timber Rattlers won last night. 1-2 just missed. Aaron McKeithen was ready to throw it around. Ryan Van Vranken had other ideas. And the count 2-2. Late kick and the next one. Breaker down and away. Three balls and two strikes. Wisconsin, despite putting up seven runs last night, they were actually no hit through 5 2/3. Payoff pitch to Robbie. It's down and away, ball four. Timber Rattlers again put the leadoff man on base. Brings Pinheiro now, the Wisconsin third baseman. So there you go. They were no hit through 5 2/3. And Jackson Churio homered a line shot rocket to right center, one of the most impressive homers I've seen all year. That ended the no-no. It also ended Nick Trogerlich-Iverson's 20-inning scoreless streak. It was the first run he allowed over the course of August as Pinheiro drives one into the left field corner. This will one hop off the wall. Streaking to third, Robbie. Cruising into second, Pinheiro. The Timber Rattlers in business. Two on, two men in scoring position. Nobody out in the fourth inning. The number nine batter, Acosta. To finish the thought on last night, Churio homered, and the Timber Rattlers then scored in each of the last four innings. They really created some separation in the eighth. They scored three times to jump in front 5-2. Chiefs scratched two in the eighth, make it 5-4. Yagua's first pitch curveball missed. It's ball one. Wisconsin answered with a pair of unearned tallies in the ninth. Made some separation and ultimately going to win the game by the 7-4 margin. It was a 1-0 from Paniagua. Pitch outside, 2-0. And of course, five no-hit innings for Jonas Rodriguez. He took a tough luck no decision, and he's had a few of those against Wisconsin this season. 2-0 pitch. That one missed down and away, a changeup. Three balls and no strikes. Rodriguez, he made his fourth start of the year against Wisconsin last night. He's 1-1 with an 0-4-7. He's allowed just one earned against the Timber Rattlers this season. Paniagua, this is down and in for ball four. He's lost his footing here in the fourth. The base is loaded and nobody out. Here comes Edwin Moreno, the Chiefs pitching coach. We did not see a whole lot of him last night because Rodriguez was so good. But there you go. 19 innings this year against the Timber Rattlers. He's allowed one earned. Scattered just 12 hits. Hanson hitting just 176 off the Peoria right-hander. But here's the catch. Rodriguez, he took another no decision last night. He received just four runs of support in his four starts against Wisconsin. And pair of starts, he didn't receive any. So kind of tells the story. And, of course, that could lead us into a bigger discussion, right, about the win-loss record and what that means for a pitcher and for the sport, quite frankly. But we'll spare you there. You can talk about that on your own time. But Jonas Rodriguez, a guy, I feel like I said it 5, 10, 15 times this season, that, hey, this young man is better than his numbers would indicate. And it's just a snapshot, right? But his numbers against Wisconsin kind of tell the story the entire year. After the meeting, Paniagua gets ahead with a curveball strike, nothing and one. Darian Miller, the designated hitter, at the plate. Bases loaded, nobody out, a 2-2 tie in the fourth inning. Paniagua, the late kick in, the pitch. Missed down and in. Nice block by McKeith, and he smothered it. Count 1-1. Lights not quite taking full effect, but certainly getting there. Essentially at sunset here in downtown Peoria. Paniagua's 1-1. Back to the curveball, and it falls in for a strike. It's 1-2. Maybe more of a slider that time. 84 on the radar gun. We said that Paniagua will experiment time to time. He may flip in a wrinkle every now and again. 1-2 to Miller. Check swing. He went around. No need for an appeal. Bryant Van Vranken, the home plate umpire, made the call. A key first out. But the dangerous Jackson Chorio steps in. This is high drama here. Chorio, the Brewers' top prospect. Paniagua, the Cardinals' number 13 prospect. Facing off at a big spot. First pitch to Chorio. Well-located heater. Scrape the knees for strike one. Three on, one gone. Double play depth up the middle. Paniagua trying to tightrope out of trouble. The 0-1. Chorio, a cut and a miss. He was trying to hit that ball back to Oshkosh. Came up empty and the count nothing and two. This young man, just 18 years old, every at-bat has become much watch. Streaming? Question mark? 0-2, that one misses away. One ball and two strikes. Of course, the old adage, right? Must watch TV. Suppose we're on MILB TV, right? So, loosely applies to us. Paniagua looking to put him away. Already punched him out once tonight. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Chorio goes down swinging. He slapped the handle of his bat into the dirt. He was out in front fishing for a breaking ball. Paniagua, a huge strikeout. Back-to-back punch-outs. And with two away, Jefferson Caro, the batter. Because Paniagua retired the dangerous Chorio, he's not out of the woods yet. Caro hit a rocket home run out to left to tie the ball game just an inning ago. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Wisconsin. Two runs, two hits, an error for our Chiefs. We're in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch to Caro. Breaker missed wide for ball one. Back to that curveball. Paniagua working from the wind. 1-0 pitch. A tapper foul at the plate. Evens the count. One and one. How impressive would this be if Paniagua can wiggle out of the fourth with no harm done. Bases loaded. Nobody out. And the top of the Wisconsin order due. And now what do we have? Patrick Anderson out of the Peoria dugout. He wants to talk to Zach Martin, the base umpire. I'm not sure what they were discussing, and I'm quite frankly still not sure what they're discussing. Patrick is gesturing over towards third base. Aralt, the Wisconsin skipper, looking on. Not sure what that was all about. Now Patrick talking to Brian Van Vranken, the home plate umpire. One and one, the count remains as Caro digs back in. Niagua works from the third base side of the rubber, the 1-1. Hater, he overcooked it. Outside, 2-1. Left-hander Nathaniel Heredia tossing the ball in the Chiefs' bullpen. On the 2-1. Caro, a line shot towards center. This will drop in for a hit. It'll score a pair. The throw goes to third, and it's in time to get the trail runner, Acosta, and they're going to wave off the run at home plate. Joe Arolt can't believe it, and he's just been run. And he's got a point. I don't think the play at the plate was close at all. Ryan Van Vranken waved that run off right away. Now Zach Martin trying to intervene. Joe's going to let him hear it as well. Well, I thought it was going to score two. Tommy Judah, his credit. Threw one towards third. He got the trail runner Acosta. And ultimately, the Timber Rattlers get just the one. Heads-up play from Tommy, and that was one of the quicker ejections I've seen in 2022. Joe, he was given the thumb right away, and then he got his money's worth. So all told, just one run across. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 3-2 Wisconsin on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Nothing and one. The count on LJ Jones. Pueyo back to work. He pumps in a fastball strike. It's nothing and two. He stayed on the air for the ejection and the subsequent argument. Late getting back from break. Now a two-strike pitch misses down and away, one and two. Lot to unpack in that fourth inning. Ultimately, just the one run for Wisconsin. two-pitch misses down and away. Two balls and two strikes. And to make matters worse, I have lost my pen. 2-2 pitch. Jones off the end of the bat. Lost one to left. Long run. It's hauled in by Robbie. There's one out in the fourth. Yeah, we might have to change colors mid-game here. I had a blue pen. Want to track that down. Meanwhile, one out in the fourth. Or Aaron McKeithen. Oh, don't worry, guys. I found it. First pitch, McKeithen. Laces one towards the gap in left center field. This will split the outfielders. And one hop onto the burr. It's a double for McKeithen. A ground rule double. Tying run in scoring position with one out. Here comes Mac Chambers. Mac, a single and a run scored in that second inning. Now Pueyo, the right-hander, steps off. He'll re-toe the slab. 3-2 Wisconsin. First pitch from the right-hander. Misses high and away. Ball one. So Carroll gets credited with a single and an RBI. Final play of that fourth inning. 1-0 miss. Down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Hitters count now for Chambers. Next offering. Chambers, a drive to deep right field. Back at the wall. It's off the wall, and it caroms away. Around third, McKeithen. Chambers to third. He is in standing with a triple, and this game continues to seesaw back and forth. Now a 3-3 tie as Chambers. He's halfway to the cycle, and he's got one of the hardest legs out of the way. Standing triple, and the Chiefs in business. Off the bat, I thought that ball was over the wall. Chambers just missed a two-run homer. He'll settle for the triple. Now the first pitch to Reichenborn, taken wide for ball one. Timber Rattlers bring their infield in. The 1-0 pitch, Reichenborn, a laser to left center. This one finds some green, and the Chiefs jump back in front. Have a night, Tyler Reichenborn. He's played in three Peoria runs. We're only in the fourth inning. Chiefs 4-3. Quite the onslaught. A double, a triple, a single. We're a homer shy of the fourth inning cycle. Reichenborn aboard at first. And just one out in the inning. Goes a chance to keep the hit parade going. First pitch, Doza, late swing and a miss. Count nothing and one. Four, three, Peoria. A lot of action tonight. Pickoff throw chases Reichenborn back. Ho-hum, another milestone for Shohei Ohtani, by the way. As a hit and run was on, Mendoza fouls away. That will chase Reichenborn back to first. The count nothing and two. Ohtani really shouldn't be a surprise, right? 30 homers and 10 wins. There's a two-strike swing and a pop-up. Foul ground off of first. It will get out of play. 30 homers, 10 wins in the same season. Otani, the only man to accomplish that feat. Still nothing in two. Pueyo to the plate. Pitch outside for a ball. Throw down to first. Knocked Acosta onto his rear end for a moment. Just trying to knock that ball down and keep it in front. 3-5-0 for Wisconsin. 4-5-1 for our Chiefs. The bottom of the fourth inning. Field shaded towards the pull side. The 1-2 serve is fouled back. Good battle here. Set and ready. The next pitch, a swing and a pop-up. This one will stay on the plane surface. Foul ground, it's Acosta. Squeezes it with both hands. 2 outs for Tommy Jew. Action now in the Wisconsin pen. A right-hander throwing. Should become a bullpen ball game before you know it. I believe that's Carlos Rodriguez. Pitch to Tommy, lifted down the right field line. This will slice foul and out of play. Now, we will refer to him only as Carlos Rodriguez for the week because Carlos Rodriguez, the outfielder, is on the injured list. But they have two players who share the same name. Only the middle initial differentiates the two. Drew is swinging a foul back. Count nothing and two. Or is it 32 down there? Miguel Guerrero. Okay. Well, we got our hopes up for nothing. Very hard to decipher the numbers on the backs of these Wisconsin jerseys. Who do I have to take that up with? Jew cuts and misses. Down he goes via strikes. And that ends the inning. The Chiefs jump back in front. RBIs from Chambers and Reichenborn. We go to the fifth. Daniel Heredia will enter, the big tall left-hander, to the bump on the other side of this break. 4-3 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen, America's locally grown wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. Daniel Heredia on, the big tall left-hander. Enters with a 4-3 lead. First pitch to Joe Great Jr. outside for ball one. Gray 0 for 2, a foul out and a fly out. Heredia, the number 27 prospect in the Cardinals system. 1-0 pitch, bounced in. Nice pick by McKeithen. Two balls and no strikes. Heredia 3-4 with a 409, 70 innings pitched, 58 hits, 37 runs, 32 of them earned, 50 walks to 81 strikeouts. Kick in the 2-0. Heater missed outside. Three balls and no strikes. Heredia enters in a spot where he could qualify for the win if things go his way. Had to battle back against Gray. 3-0 serve. That one missed high. Ball four. Timber Rattlers again. The leadoff man aboard. Now Eduardo Garcia. He's nothing for two. Takes an extra moment before digging into that right-handed batter's box. Ready to peek at first. Now the pitch there is a strike. As he walks in on the strike zone. Count nothing and one. Garcia from Venezuela. Brewers signed him as a free agent back in 2018. Oh, wow, that one misses high and away. Ball on the strike. Brewers have done a fine job unearthing talent. International free agency. In the international signing period. Late kick on 1-1. A cut and a miss. Garcia. He's been a little bit behind the heater in this series. He's from my perch up here in the press box. 1-2, another heater, and Garcia swings through it. Down he goes on strikes. Heredia gets his first out of the night. He's one away in the fifth. Here comes Ethan Murray. But it blows my mind about Jackson Churia. We talk so much about him. He's now the top prospect in their system. One of the top prospects in all of baseball. His first pitch taken down and in. For ball one, but MLB Pipeline ranked him as the 18th best player in the 2020-2021 signing class. That seems hard to believe. 1-0 is tapped foul to the backstop, 1-1. They absolutely nailed the scout on Churia. As MLB Pipeline, one of the toolsiest players in the minors. Heater misses just wide. 2-1 now on Murray. Incredible bat speed. Hard contact all over the place. Could be a 20 to 25 homer threat in the majors. And that's a little low in my view. Ready to flips in a strike. Like a changeup. Count 2-2. Very impressive Brewers system. And we talked about Eduardo Garcia, but about Jefferson Caro. He's already homered. He's 19 years old. He's the number 7 prospect in the system. Loaded farm system. Now a hit and run is on, and Murray grounds into right. Just what the doctor ordered. Scooting first to third is Gray. Tip of the cap. On a well-executed run and hit on the corners with one out for Robbie. Up until, what, last week, the AAA affiliate of the Brewers, the Nashville Sounds, they were running out an outfield of Frelick, Weimer, and Garrett Mitchell. You kidding me? Robbie the batter. He takes a strike on the inside corner. 2-1. Got a double play ball. Next pitch. A late swing and a foul onto the concourse level. Count nothing and two. Punch-Out would play as well. 0-2. Ring him up, strike three. No argument from Robbie. Fastball frozen. Perhaps he was looking for the big sweeper, the slider. Instead, already it blew 96 right past Robbie. A backwards K. And with two outs, it'll be up to Antonio Pinheiro. Pinheiro 1-for-2. He did double back in the fourth. First pitch, he lines one foul right side. Look out. That ball pinballed off about 8 empty seats. My goodness. For the deck, folks. Ready, working from ahead. One strike. Left-hander set. Here he comes. Hero foul back to the screen. Make it nothing and two. Ready, trying to work around a walk and a single. Then at the corners, 4-3 Chiefs from the top of the fifth. There's the two-strike serve. Hero fights it off. Fouls it back. Count remains nothing and two. Keep your head on a swivel tonight. The foul balls are just flying around. Ready, he's a little amped up out there. 96 pretty consistently in this inning. Another 0-2 and another swing and a foul. Pinheiro doing everything he can to hang in there. Entered action tonight, hitting just 186. Trying to spoil a couple of pitchers' pitches from Heredia. That last fastball, by the way, 97. That might be a high watermark for Heredia this season. Still nothing and two. The next pitch. That one missed inside. Another fastball. And another 97 up on the board. One and two. Ready a set. Here he comes. Swinging a chopper over the mound. The shortstop. Mendoza flags it down. He throws to first in time. And that ends the inning. Off the bat, I thought it had eyes, but Mendoza raging to his left. Makes a fine play to keep the Timber Rattlers off the board in their half of the fifth. We go to the bottom half. Peoria by a run on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerinIllinois.com/Peoria.
Israel Pueyo back out there to begin the fifth. He does not take a whole lot of time between warm-up tosses. Jacob Buschberger in response taking his time, taking it in the right-handed batter's box. Leo's first offering, a knee-high strike, nothing and one. Top of the Peoria order due. Buschfriger, Menlinger, and Watt. 4-3 Chiefs lead in the fifth. Infield and outfield shaded towards the pull side. And the one strike pitch is lined through the shift in the left. A base hit. Take that, Buschfriger says. His first knock of the contest. Leadoff man on in the fifth. Here's Noah Menlinger. Walk and a strikeout so far for Noah. Left-handed swinger. Third time through the order. See if the Chiefs can piece something together against Pueyo. Menlinger fouls the first pitch back into our left. Strike one. Menlinger from Alpharetta, Georgia. Schberger, modest lead off the first, not running. 0-1 heater, take it upstairs. Ball and a strike. Six hits aside. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. See 1-1. Menlinger fouls it up towards the suite level. Count 1 and 2. 18 luxury suites here at Dozer Park. Large party areas as well. Picnic tables in left and in right. Party decks down both lines. Menlinger slaps one foul out of the right side out in front of an off-speed pitch. And the count 1 and 2. Menlinger steps out. He asked for time. He straps those batting gloves, and he's in there. Pueyo set. Buschfriger bluffs towards second. The pitch upstairs. Count tightens 2-2. No action in the pen at the moment. I'm not sure if that means this fifth inning belongs to Pueyo regardless or if they have someone ready to go. 2-2. Menlinger again fouls it away left side. Struggle continues. Pitcher peppering strikes. A batter fouling away close ones. Gail Guerrero was the man up in the Wisconsin pen back in the fourth. It was Buschfriger on the scoot. The pitch is grounded foul to the right of first. It's down to the reach of first base coach Willie Martin. Still 2-2. Chiefs lead it by a run. 4-3 in the fifth. Chiefs looking to break into the win column this week. Again, the hit and run is on. And the release is one foul. Just to the right of first. A good battle here. This will be the ninth pitch, huh? You've heard Michael in the background. The ninth pitch of the AB is, you guessed it, fouled off. Still 2-2. Buschfriger again on the run. Menlinger again swings and he pops it up. On the infield, it's the third baseman, Pinheiro, makes the catch. Where the shortstop would normally play, Pinheiro was off covering the bag. It's Pueyo who ultimately wins the battle. It's the pop out with one away. Here comes Todd Lott. A lot of fly out and a soft line out. He's 0 for 2. Leo's first offering. Up and in. Lott had to spin out of the way of that one. One ball and no strikes. Pittsburgher modestly. Now the 1-0 serve. That one hit Lott on the front elbow. Like a little front door slider. Didn't quite get back to that inside corner. So Lott aboard. 2-1 out following the hit by pitch. Big slugger L.J. Jones can step in. And action again picks up in the Wisconsin bullpen. Sakaro, the catcher, out to have a word with his right-hander. I think that's to buy some time. Gives us some time to check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard on this first day of September. Everybody in action in the Midwest League. You not have any finals. A couple of games heading that direction. Top of the eighth, South Bend leads Lansing 2-1. Through seven, West Michigan 5-0 over Fort Wayne. Well, paints the knees with a strike to get ahead of LJ. Count nothing and one. Lake County 4-3 on top of Great Lakes in the sixth. Dayton on top of Cedar Rapids 4-1. That game in the seventh. Quad Cities all over Beloit 5-0 in the sixth. Here's a one-strike swing and a towering fly. Left field onto the track. Robbie, he's going to have room. Gloves it for out number two. Tagging and advancing to third. Butchberger, the trail runner. Lott is out. Bit of a late break trying to follow up on Butchberger's tagging attempt. And he's retired 7-5-4, and that will end the inning. Third out made on the base pass. The Chiefs do not score in their half of the fifth inning. 4-3 Chiefs. Daniel Heredia back to the bump. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Batter Jose Acosta will kick off the Wisconsin sixth. He takes a knee-high strike, count nothing and one. Acosta, Miller, and Churio, 9-1 and 2, due in the T-Rats order. It's a one-strike pitch and a liner to right. It will hang up for Lott. Makes a shoulder-high grab, one away. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but how can you not look forward to the Heredia-Churio battle? Is impending. Power against power. Sign me up. One away. Here's Miller. First a lefty-lefty confrontation. Miller began the game on a high note, didn't he? Takes a heater wide for ball one. Third pitch of the game. A home run to right. His 11th of the campaign. And it gave Wisconsin an early 1-0 advantage. wait for a moment as the ball got loose out of the Wisconsin pen. And we resume. The 1-0 home is a strike called on the inside edge. One on, one out. The next pitch, high, and it's 2-1. 6 hits aside. Both offenses have swung it well to this point. Next pitch misses down and away. 3 balls and a strike on the Wisconsin DH. No action in the Peoria pen at the moment, but are a couple of folks stirring at the moment. One of them, Jack Ralston, big tall right-hander. Here's count for Miller. The 3-1 offering is fouled back to the backstop. And the count is full, 3-2. Now the payoff, look out, already overcooked that one. Flying back to the backstop. Miller aboard via the free pass. One on, one out. Here's Chorio. His home run streak on the line. Homered in 3 straight ball games since returning from the injured list. First pitch from Heredia down and in on the shoot tops. I don't think Chorio particularly cared for that. Want to know the count. It's good stuff here. Appointment viewing, Heredia. Hard throwing left-hander. The 1-0 is swung on and missed. Churio, he does not get cheated. That's the understatement of the night. 1-1 the count. Miller aboard at first. Ready a deals, and the pitch clips the inside corner. Churio said that ball's inside. He's stomping around for you. Digs back into that righty-handed batter's box. Count 1-2. Ready has his sign for McKeithen. The offering. Breaking ball in the dirt. Chorio able to spit on it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Timber Rattlers 1 in the first, 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth. Chiefs with a pair of runs in the second and fourth innings. That's how we got here. 4-3 Chiefs in the sixth. 2-2 Chorio, a tapper back to the mound. Heredia throws to second for 1. That's all they'll get. Chambers fumbled the ball in the exchange. It will be a fielder's choice for Chorio. 2 outs in the inning. Now, Caro the batter. Credit Heredia, he kind of lost his footing as he fired towards second. Had a strong, accurate throw, all things considered. Job well done. First pitch to Caro is homer tonight. In for a strike. Heredia works from in front. 0-1 the count. Caro has reached 3 times. He's been all over the base paths. Thinks this one up above the zone, 1-1. Chorio measuring a decent lead off of first. Always have to be cognizant with a lefty on the bump. Ready steps off with 1 on the pitch clock, essentially just holding the ball, something that we rarely see nowadays with that pitch clock. Don't you miss those days? Pitcher and batter would stare at each other, and someone would step out or step off. 1-1 pitch down and in, move the feet of Kiro. 2-1. And then we do it again because the pitcher couldn't get on the same page with his catcher. And before you know it, we've gone 48 seconds without seeing a pitch, and broadcasters told two stories. Now the 2-1, Kiro, a towering fly to center. Jew camping, waiting. He's got it, and that ends the inning. Tip of the cap to Nathaniel Heredia, two shutout out of the pen. He worked through the top third of the Timber Rattlers order in that sixth inning. We go to the home half. Chiefs by a penny. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Keithan fouls the first pitch back against the new right-hander. U.S. Cellular Cole to the pen. Miguel Guerrero in. 6'5", 216 from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He's 22 years old. He was signed as an international free agent back in 2020. A brief delay as the ball got out of the Chiefs' pen. Now we resume the 0-1, taken inside, ball and a strike. Mac Chambers, Tyler Reichenborn will follow for the Chiefs. McKeithen swings and misses, went after a slider. Strike the ball, slider, well located. Now the 1-2, Heater just missed outside. Good eye from McKeithen. Pitch that was clocked at 92. Now 2-2. Here's the next one. McKeithen, a roller off the end of the bat towards second. Murray scoops it up, throws to first, one away. Now Chambers the batter, halfway to the cycle. Recorded the toughest leg of the cycle in the fourth. RBI triple that scored McKeithen and tied the ball game. First pitch from Guerrero, a knee-high strike, nothing one. Guerrero working quickly. The next pitch line foul to the right of first. And it's now nothing and two. I think Chambers cracked his bat in the process. When that happens, many bats does the average player run through in a given year? It's a valid question. I know Chambers, he had an unfortunate incident back in May on Mother's Day. He had a pink bat that he was ready to use. He took some hacks with it during BP and it cracked. Just tell the whole team was, oh, darn. Everyone was deflated. A two-pitch miss in the dirt. Actually, skipped through the wickets of Caro. One ball, two-strike count on the Peoria second baseman. Guerrero has his sign. The next pitch. Chambers lifts it foul and out of play left side. We'll do it again. I think we've talked about this before on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, but why can't you use a pink bat at any point throughout the season? 1-2 swing and a foul. You're always looking for ways to engage a younger generation. Well, allowing some of these guys to express themselves a little bit more, right? I think that's a win for everybody. Guerrero, another 1-2. Chambers, it's a one-hopper to short. It's bobbled by Garcia, and Chambers aboard. Be an E6. Garcia, unable to handle that hop. Kind of caught in between. Chambers aboard on the E6. Here comes Reichenborn. Reichenborn, he's had himself a fine evening. He's halfway to the cycle, 2 for 2, including a two-run homer. He offers it the first pitch and rolls one into center for a knock. Chambers had a great read. He's halfway to third, and he's in standing without a throw. Chambers flying around the pillows. Puts himself 90 feet away. Reichenborn his third knock, and they're at the corners for Ramon Mendoza. Chance to tack on an insurance tally. Guerrero set. Right-hander home. The safety squeeze was on. Mendoza fouled it back. Jordan Walker homered. Springfield trailing, but Walker is 18th homer. To straightaway center, too. Nothing and one. Mendoza again squares. Puts it down in front of the plate. Chambers coming home. A little bobble by Guerrero. And he then throws it into right field. Compounding an error with a second error. Run scores on the play. 5-3 Chiefs. Sometimes all you've got to do is put the ball in play. And now an opportunity for more. Two men in scoring position. Tommy Ju, the batter, now a meeting the mound between the corner infielders and the battery. Meeting quickly broken up by Brian Van Franken. Mendoza gets an RBI out of all of that. And then advances on the E1. Second Wisconsin error of the inning. Now they have to bring the entire infield in with one out. Guerrero has his sign. He's set. First pitch to Tommy is cranked deep left, but it will twist foul. Long strike one as Ju is bidding for his seventh homer of the campaign. I heard a gentleman down there on the field, Mike, say, straighten that one out, which is what we're required to say, right? There's no better cliche in baseball than, oh, straighten that one out. You go to a Little League game in your hometown this weekend or next summer, you'll hear a parent say that inevitably. One strike pitch, slider missed down and away. Athletic block by Caro. I thought that ball was ticketed for the backstop. Ball and a strike. Infield remains in. Guerrero to the plate. Pitch down and away. 2-1. Reichenborn at third. Mendoza at second. 2-1 the count on Tommy Ju. 5-3 Chiefs were in the bottom of the sixth. Comes the 2-1. Ju cuts and misses. And beat up in the zone by a hitter. 2-2 the count. Guerrero looking for a punch out. The next pitch. That one taken high. Tommy did not budge the second time. The count full 3-2. Top of the order looms. Jacob Buschberger is on deck. Nobody throwing in that Wisconsin pen at the moment. Just stretching. Guerrero. Link kicking the 3-2. Ju fouls it away. We'll do it again. Tommy, a ground out and a strikeout this evening. Count remains 3-2. Another payoff pitch to a roller that will turn foul up the third base line. Final from South Bend, 3-1. They knock off Lansing. They move one closer to clinching the West Division's second half. Fine battle brewing. Guerrero the pitcher, Ju the batter. Another 3-2. Ju line drive, base hit, center field. Reichenborn scores. Held at third, Mendoza. It's 6-3 Peoria. Willie Martin, the Peoria hitting coach, fired up down there at first base, and rightfully so. Tommy wins the battle. Line drive knock. He passes the baton to Buschberger. Couple of errors in the inning. Certainly opened the door for the Chiefs' opportunity to create some separation as we move into the later innings. Meeting on the mound that has now dispersed. We've seen their pitching coach, Will Shearholtz, excuse me, a few times this evening. We'll head back to his perch in the third base dugout. Certainly not out of the woods yet if you're Wisconsin. Two on, one out. Two runs home in the sixth inning. Chiefs have rolled twos tonight. Two in the second, two in the fourth, two in the sixth. There goes Ju on the first pitch. It's in there for a strike. Ju in safely with a head-first slide. Was not close at second. Murray's concern was Mendoza, the lead runner. He didn't want him to streak towards the plate. So stolen base for Tommy. 165th swipe of the year for this Chiefs club. That is now the fourth most in a single season in franchise history. Tommy, individually, that's his 28th. Now 28 for 32, and now time called. Brian Van Vranken is hearing it from the Wisconsin dugout. Remember, Joe Arolt was ejected earlier in the ball game. Wisconsin skipper. I think he had a case. On the 0-1 to Buschberger. Swing and a foul back. Count nothing and two. Six-three Chiefs. Chance to create some major separation. Guerrero, the right-hander, is 0-2. Outside for a ball as Guerrero came firing out behind the plate. Ultimately kept the ball in his back pocket, but he was ready to throw down to third and pick Mendoza. 1-2 delivery. Buschberger holds off on a tight slider. Missed down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Jack Ralston continues to warm in the Peoria pen. He looks like a guy who's going to have the seventh inning. Arrow sent the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. High heater beat Buschberger, and with two down, it'll be up to Noah Mendlinger. Mendlinger 0 for 2 with a free pass this evening. Anything to the outfield should score a pair. First pitch is lined into left center, a base hit. One run is in. Juice stumbles around third. He will stay there. Now Mendlinger caught between first and second. Juice to the plate. He scores. Just how you draw it up. 8-3 Chiefs. I told you a hit to the outfield would score two. Now a five-run Peoria cushion, and Will Shearholtz out. He's the acting manager. He's going to take the baseball from his right-hander. And that will end the evening for Miguel Guerrero. Quick showers. He records just two outs in the sixth. He'll have some unearned tallies in there. But four runs home. It's 8-3 Peoria. Now I think Will Shearholtz is going to talk with Brian Van Vranken. And I'm not sure that this is in relation to the substitution. We'll step aside. Let you know if anything comes of that discussion. 8-3 Chiefs. U.S. Cellular called the pen on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Todd Lott, the batter, 8-3 Chiefs, Two outs. Mendlinger aboard at second. First pitch cut on and missed. A U.S. Cellular call to the pen. The mystery man, the right-hander, is Tyler Gillies, 6'2", 190 from Woodstock, Ontario, Canada. Signed as a free agent back in 2019. So he'll won a lot, a swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Mendlinger streaking for third. The throw there late. Mendlinger advances on the wild pitch. He's 90 feet away, but for Gillies, he has two strikes on Lott. He's worried about the proceedings at the plate. Lott digs back in, right-handed swinger. Count nothing and two. Gillies sent. Kick in the pitch, a cut and a miss for strike three. Gillies needed just three pitches to retire Lott, but plenty of damage done. The Chiefs strike for four in the sixth. They lead it 8-3 as we head to the seventh on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Jack Ralston on, the right-hander. Face Joe Gray Jr. to kick off the Wisconsin seventh. Ralston does not have a decision. Eight innings, two hits, six runs, five earned, nine walks to 18 punch-outs. First pitch misses down and in. Ball one to Gray Jr., followed by Garcia and Murray. Middle of the Wisconsin order, 4, 5, and 6. Why in the next pitch? A cut and a miss. Count 1-1. Ralston, he saw this Wisconsin club a ton last year. He logged a lot of innings for us in 21. 1-1 delivery. Misses down and in. Two balls and a strike. Ralston is unique in the fact that he's got a lot of moving parts in that windup, elbows, legs, knees, coming at you as he pumps in a heater strike, gets 2-2. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Ralston, big strikeout stuff out of that pen. Deals a 2-2, and he gets an awkward cut and a miss for strike three. Ball in the dirt, McKeithen throws to first to complete the play. One out in the seventh. Now, Garcia, pair of punch outs tonight. He's been quiet. First pitch from Ralston inside, ball one. Infield playing straight away, but playing maybe a little deeper than usual. Garcia cuts and misses, count one and one. Right-hander working from the line. Here's the next pitch. Garcia gets jammed and floats one towards second, where Mac Chambers puts the glove on it. Two down. Now Murray, the batter. He's struggled for much of the 2022 season, but a fine night this evening. Pair of hits. Alston, the right-hander, ready to go. His first pitch, cut on and missed. Murray looked like he was trying to launch one out of here. There's no five-run homers, however. T-Rats need some base runners as we move late into this one. Alston has his signal, the 0-1. Heater taken inside, a ball and a strike. Now the 1-1. It's down and away. Two balls and a strike. So late kick and the next one. It's down and in. 3-1. Hitters count for Murray. Looking for his third reach tonight. And the next offering, a foul back off the end of the bat. Looked like it had some glove side run. Maybe a little cutter, perhaps. Looked like it was kind of running away from the right-handed bat of Murray. Count full 3-2, Ralston, the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed, heading over. Two strikeouts in the inning for Jack Ralston. He looked crisp in the seventh inning. He sends us to the stretch. 8-3 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetView does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetView debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SefQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Off the Peoria 7th with a cut and a miss. Jones, McKeith, and Chambers do in the Peoria 7th. LJ 0 for 3 tonight. A couple of towering flyouts to left. Just under a couple of heaters. Field shaded towards the pull side, the 0-1. missed down and away. One ball and one strike. Gillings, the right-hander, last outing way back on August 23rd. It's been a while. Pitched a scoreless inning, worked around three singles. The 1-1, Jones, a pop-up foul. This will get out of play back near us. Gillies pitched for the Brantford Red Sox in the Intercounty Baseball League in 2018. That's north of the border in Canada, Ontario. 1-2, this is down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Gillies, guy that's easy to root for. He has overcome a lot. We mentioned he was signed as a minor league free agent in 2019. He's had two bouts with Hodgkin's lymphoma. 2-2, missed inside. The count full, 3-2. He was diagnosed after the 2019 season and again in August of 2020. He missed the 2021 season for treatment. So glad to have him out there as the 3-2 got away from him. Missed up and in. Gillies looking at his hand, kind of maybe looking at a nail perhaps or a blister. That ball got away from him, sailed over the head of Jones. Hopefully nothing will come of that. Chiefs indeed have the leadoff man on. Keith in the batter. There's a late kick in the pitch. Look out. That one plunked McKeithen. Gillies looked down at his right hand after that one got away from him. Everything's all right with him, but he has not had the field for the last two pitches, certainly. Bases loaded, a full count walk, and then plunked McKeithen. Two on, nobody out. Here's Chambers, 8-3 Chiefs from the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch, missed away, ball one. Chambers, he's racked up a pair of hits. He reached via an E6 in the sixth inning. What was a four-run Peoria sixth? 1-0 from Gillies. There's a strike. At her third. They get 1-1. Chiefs looking for their first win in this series. Creeping off a second, now retreats a step. 1-1 is lined towards a gap in left center. This will split the outfielders. Jones around third. He will score. McKeithen to third. Chambers in standing with a hustle double. He's now a homer shy of the cycle. Second RBI of the night makes it 9-3 Chiefs. Chambers, that is good stuff. When you get a ball up and over the plate to drive it the other way towards that opposite field gap. Chambers, he does that with regularity. Field in for Reichenborn. He went around on a check swing. Chased a breaking ball in the dirt. One strike on the Peoria left fielder. Infield in. Timber Rentler's down by a touchdown. 9-3 the score. Gillies set. Now he steps off. The Well, he's on the same page with his catcher. The 0-1 cut on and missed. Now nothing and two. Way ahead, Gillies to the plate. Reichenborn fouls it back. We'll do it again. Two on, nobody out. The next pitch. This is down and away. One and two. Why did you see this? Palm Beach Cardinals made an announcement earlier today on Twitter as Gillies. This is Reichenborn with a breaking ball. Strike three, one down. Here comes Mendoza. Johnny Bench will be throwing out a first pitch at Palm Beach Cardinals game on Saturday. Hall of Famer, 14-time All-Star. Should get some folks in the building. First pitch to Mendoza, missed high for a ball, 1-0. A lot of offense tonight. 16 hits between the two clubs. We're in the seventh. 1-0 serve is a strike. Count 1-1. Infield remains in. Chiefs with a 9-3. Cushion, the 1-1. Swung on and missed. Making 1-2. Kelly's looking for another strikeout. High late kick, the 1-2. Mendoza, slow roller through the middle of the diamond and in the center. Two more runs are in, and the Chiefs lead it 11-3. Mendoza, the beneficiary of the drawn-in infield, just a little roller that had eyes. Chiefs put up three more here in the seventh. Wisconsin at one point led this game 3-2. Tommy Jew, the batter. He swings and misses. Count nothing and one. Runner at first, Mendoza not being held. One offering, Jew. Slaps one towards the gap in left center. That one is down. Over to cut it off, Robbie. The throw goes towards second, where Jew slides in safely with a double. The onslaught continues here tonight. Back to the top of the order we go. And Tyler Gillies will not get the chance to face Jacob Buschberger. Out to take the baseball, the pitching coach, Will Shearholtz. I can't imagine it's been a whole lot of fun for him this evening. He will take the baseball from Gillies and pass the baton to yet another right-hander. They are loaded with righties in that Wisconsin bullpen. Tell you who the new hurler is when we return. 11-3 Chiefs. You're feeling good about things tonight. Listening to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
U.S. Sailor Call to the Bullpen, America's locally grown wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. Right-hander Christian Tripp is on. He's 1-2 with a 5.84. He is a tall drink of water, isn't he? Right-handed thrower, long blonde hair sticking out from under his ball cap. First pitch to Bushberger, a slider, strike, 0-1. Tripp, 6'7", 220 from Spring, Texas. He was signed as a free agent a season ago. He's trying to get some outs at this point. 11-3 Peoria lead. One pitch missed up and in, a ball and a strike. 3-6-2 for the T-Rats. 11-12-1 for our Chiefs. Peoria appears to be on their way. Their 52nd win of the year and their first victory in this series. 1-1 slider missed wide, 2-1. By the way, we are saddened to report that Brewer Mark did not get back to us on Twitter. The Brewers fan who was friend-zoned at AmFam Field, apparently not watching. Bushberger swings and misses. Count 2-2. Got to be a tough break. Story that's been well publicized in recent days. Here's a soft liner, a one hopper towards short. Garcia fields and makes the play. The throw across the diamond. Mendoza scores from third on the play. Productive out, RBI for Bushberger. Timber Rattler's just happy to get it out. Chiefs in their last, appear to be two wins. They've put up some serious offense. Mellinger takes low for ball one. Chiefs scored 14 on Sunday. They've put up 12 here, thanks in large part to a pair of four-run innings. Tripp will step off. To run through the signs again. Runner at second is Jew. Chiefs still with a runner in scoring position. Lead is 9. 1-0 pitch. Mellinger takes high and away. 2-0. Infield and outfield playing relatively straight up. Second baseman Murray kicking his heels, trying to stay loose. 2-0 pitch, a slider strike to make it 2-1. In the Wisconsin eighth, they will send Robbie Pinheiro and Acosta to the plate. 2-1 serve, Mendlinger takes wide, 3-1. Rarely expands his zone. Does have a walk on his line tonight. Hitters count. See if he tries to muscle up. 3-1. A strike called on the outside edge. Schmendlinger was getting the walk down the first base line. Count full 3-2. Trip set. The payoff. Schmendlinger grounds one toward short, ranging to his left, Garcia. He makes a play behind the second base bag, and that ends the inning. But the Chiefs do plenty of damage. They plate four more. They send eight men to the plate. We're off to the eighth. All Chiefs tonight on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. 12-3, good guys. Keep it here.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Robbie will lead off the Wisconsin 8th, 12-3 Chiefs. First pitch of the inning is skied into shallow right. Second baseman Chambers waves off Lott. One pitch, one out in the Wisconsin 8th. Stuff from Jack Ralston. He's retired all four men that he's encountered. Two strikeouts and a pair of pop-outs to the second baseman Chambers. One away now, here's Pinheiro. He's one for three tonight. First delivery, he's taking all the way. He takes a strike. Nothing in one. Alston from the line, the next pitch. Pinheiro fouls it away, right side. It's nothing in two. Ralston, he's unique in that his first step is behind the rubber. You don't see that all that often, although Gordon Graceffo began the year with us. He had a similar approach. You know, another swing and a foul, nearly the same spot. Do it again. Whenever I hear Antonio Pinheiro, I can't help but think of the veteran right-hander Joel Pinheiro. As a nasty curveball freezes, Antonio Pinheiro, down he goes. Ralston, a nasty Uncle Charlie. And with two outs, here's Acosta. It's officially 0 for 1 with a lineout. First pitch, missed down and away, ball one. Well, Pinheiro, did he perhaps play in Wisconsin? He was in that Mariner system for a long time as just a fouls away left side. It's 1-1. He also spent a couple of seasons with the Cardinals. He won 15 games in 2009, one off his career high. One from Ralston, a cut and a miss. Count now 1-2. Pinheiro, yeah, he did pitch for the Timber Rattlers back in 1998. He was 8-4 with a 3.19. Made 16 starts for his promotion to High A Lancaster. He ultimately finished the year in Double A. 1-2 from Ralston, missed down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Timber Rattlers, they've had some big names rumble through Appleton. Alex Rodriguez, of course, the biggest name. A 2-2, curveball frozen, strike three. Nearly a carbon copy. Ralston flipping up yet another sharp curveball. And he sets the Timber Rattlers down in order in the eighth. Chiefs with a chance to play add-on, though I don't think they need it tonight. 12-3 on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Peoria's playing tonight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Todd Lott will lead off the Peoria 8th, 12-3 Chiefs. As we are on our way to our 52nd victory of the year, 24th in the second half. First pitch from the right-hander Tripp, taken away, ball one. Lott 0-3. He was hit by a pitch back in the fifth. Field shaded towards the pull side. The 1-0 pitch just missed. Perhaps off the outside edge, and it's 2-0. Hitters count. Lott, a good pass at it. Fouls it away. Count 2-1. The next pitch, Lott the other way towards the right field corner. A long run for Gray, and he tracked it down. Tip of the cap. So he robbed his right field counterpart of extra bases. One out. Here's LJ Jones. Handed swinger Jones chops the first pitch to third. Pinheiro gets it on the big hop. Throws head high to first, two down. Oh, the catcher McKeithen. McKeithen, a pair of reaches, including a double. He scored a run in the fourth. Pitch is high, ball one. 1-0. And upstairs, couple of borderline pitches. Now what do we have? Does Caro need a new mitt? Certainly a malfunction of some sort. Yeah, he needs a new mitt. Need to relace that one tomorrow. Little afternoon projects. Two and oh. Next pitch. Wide. Three balls and no strikes. Will McKeithen get the green light here? Pitch way high to the backstop for ball four. In reach for McKeithen. Green light there. Rubs people the wrong way depending on where you stand in terms of the unwritten rule book. Here's Chambers. Hey, he's a homer shy of the cycle. That would be fun. First pitch, Chambers is swinging a foul back. Do you think he knows that he needs a homer for the cycle? One. Chambers is swinging a miss. Rip took something off. It's way ahead now, nothing and two. And Chambers asked for time. And quite a long time since the Chiefs had a cycle. Have to dig way back into the archives. Trips two-strike pitch is fouled away. Chambers will see another. Chiefs broke this one open late. Four in the sixth. Four more in the seventh. 12-3 your score. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Right-hander set at the belt, the 0-2. Chambers cuts and misses, and that ends the inning. Chiefs do not score. Tripp gets a zero. He salvages a little something personally tonight. But the Timber Rattlers was not their evening here on a Thursday night in downtown Peoria. Levi Prater on. U.S. Sailor call to the pen. He'll be asked to get the last three outs of the game. 12-3 good guys on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Mm-hmm.
Left-hander Levi Prater ready to go. His first pitch, left-handed swinging Darian Miller, bounces out in front of the plate, ball one. Miller, he got the party started for Wisconsin in a big way. Leadoff homer. Things went south following the early 1-0 lead. 12-3 Chiefs. Raiders 1-0, a breaking ball strike to even the count. By the way, I waited until the ninth inning. There's a gentleman here tonight. Curveball missed in, 2-1. Wearing a Bobby Jenks jersey. Bobby Jenks, you remember him? The big burly closer for the White Sox? 2-1 pitch, clips the knees, it's 2-2. That's good stuff. I don't remember the last time I saw a Bobby Jenks jersey. Tip of the cap to that White Sox fan down there. Or maybe he's just a Bobby Jenks fan. Who's to say? That's fantastic. 2-2 pitch, missed down and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's one of my favorite pastimes, and I think any broadcaster would probably agree. Just kind of looking around and seeing what type of jerseys are out and about on a given night. Miller, a cut and a miss. Punches out for the third time tonight. One out in the ninth. Here's Churio. Well, here you go. A 9-run ball game. Churio has been held in check. 0-4 tonight. Lefty on the mound. I would assume that he is going to try to hit one a long way here. First pitch from Prater. Swing and a miss. See. Sharp breaking pitch. Like a slider. 85. Rio swung right over the top of it. 0-1. Raker missed away. Ball and a strike. Of course, the big difference as you move up through the ranks. Pitchers and their breaking stuff. Much more consistent. Prater has a couple of good ones. Torrio fouls back. It's 1-2. Prater. Slider curveball combo. Is that Brian Van Vranken who threw the ball back to the mound? Home plate umpire, he overshot Prater, his intended target, by about 10 feet. Hate when that happens. Prater ahead, the 1-2. Peter missed away, waste pitch. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Prater has his sign, the next offering. Churio fouls it away right side. We'll do it again. Churio, his streak is on the line, by the way. Needs to homer here if he wants to make it 4 straight games with a big fly. Prater trying to send him packing. The 2-2 delivery is tapped foul off his front foot. He'll try to walk that one off. Able to do so rather quickly. He does have the shin guard on, but it does not. Does not cover his foot. Seems like a lot of those shin guards neglect the foot nowadays. What's up with that? Another 2-2. A comeback or a screamer knocked down by Prater. He picks it up with the bare hand and throws to first in time to retire Churio. He'll check on Prater. That ball was a screamer back at him, a sharply hit grounder. Prater wore it off the backside, collected and threw a strike to first to retire Churio, who will indeed go hitless tonight. Prater waved off the trainer, Peyton Evelyn, which is always a good sign. 2 outs. It'll be up to Caro. Prater's first pitch is hit high in the air. Left field, Reichenborn on a dead sprint. He will play it off the wall. Caro just missed his second homer of the night. He'll settle for a double, his third hit, and fourth reach. A fine night for the Brewers' number 7 prospect. First pitch breaker, and he knew what to do with it. Now Joe Gray Jr. will get a chance. Gray hitless, 0-3 with a walk. Prater's first pitch. Breaking ball missed low. Ball one. Now the 1-0 from the left-hander. Gray swings over the top of it. 1-1. Twelve-3 Chiefs. Out away from putting this one in the wind column. The 1-1 delivery in the dirt. It skips away from McKeithen. Wild pitch allows the runner Caro to scoot to third. Later, a long pause now has his sign. The 2-1 home. Swinging a tapper towards third. Menlinger charges. Throws on the run to first in time. A minor collision at the first base bag between Buschberger and Gray. But no harm done. Buschberger able to squeeze it. Everybody all right. And the ball game is over. Chiefs win it emphatically. The Timber Rattlers at one time had a 3-2 lead. The Chiefs win it 12-3 the final. Four runs in the sixth, four runs in the seventh. And the Chiefs roll 12-3 the final. And they get in the win column in this series. With the victory, the Chiefs improved to 52-71, 24-33 in the second half. Wisconsin drops to 63-59, 27-30 in half number two. Chiefs are victorious, 12-3. The final. We'll do it again tomorrow, game four of the series. Same time, same place, right here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. I'll have it for you. Brendan Howe will be along for the ride as well. 12-3, the final. Chiefs win it. Still more to come. Brendan Howe with the postgame show on the other side of this break. For our entire media staff, this is Cody Schindler saying so long. Chiefs put it in the win column in a big way tonight from Dozer Park. Have a safe rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow night on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Don't go anywhere. Brendan Howe on the postgame show. Put a bow on it next. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Peoria Chiefs postgame show. Brendan Howe here with you. Didn't think you'd hear from me tonight, did you? Well, guess again. Chiefs postgame show wrapping up a 12-3 Chiefs victory, their first of the week over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They did it in a big, big way. Offense was fast and furious all night long for Peoria. They had crooked numbers in every inning they scored. They scored four times in eight trips. We'll dive into just how they did it, but it was Wisconsin who actually scored first here tonight. Darian Miller a solo homer in the first inning. Following that, Tyler Reichenborder answer back to give Peoria the lead with a two-run shot, his eighth of the season. Jefferson Caro, once again, Wisconsin was quick to answer. Another home run that knotted up the game at two apiece. And then in the next inning, top of the fourth we're in now, Jefferson Caro, he singled on a soft fly ball to center. Robbie scored on the sack fly. They made it a 3-2 ball game. Mac Chambers then tripled in the bottom half of the inning as Peoria, they were quick to respond yet again. A triple on a fly ball to right. Aaron McKeithen came in to score. And then Tyler Reichenborn a couple of batters later, who was actually tonight's player of the game, just wrapped up an interview down there on the field. He drove in a run that scored Mac Chambers. That put Peoria back in front in a seesaw-type game early at 4-3. But then it would be Peoria to start to pull away. Ramon Mendoza with a sack bunt. It was a throwing error from the pitcher Miguel Guerrero that snuck into right field. Mac Chambers came in to score. Reichenborn advanced to third. Mendoza to second on the miscue there. That put two in scoring position for Tommy Ju, who then singled into center field. That scored Reichenborn. Mendoza moved to third. Noah Menlinger then climbed in, and he would notch a single, and that scored two runners to make it an 8-3 Peoria lead. That was in the sixth. We move to the seventh. Peoria, yet again, they would finish off the scoring in this one with another four spot. Mac Chambers doubled to bring home a run that made it 9-3. Ramon Mendoza with a two RBI single into left made it 11-3. And finally, Jacob Buschberger with an RBI ground out to make it a 12-3 game that wound up going final. Chiefs with 12 runs on 12 hits, one error in the win. For Wisconsin, three runs on seven hits and two errors. Let's take a dive into the box score. A lot of hits for the Chiefs here tonight. Three-hit performances from both Mac Chambers and Tyler Reichenborn, who was aforementioned player of the game. He had three ribbies as well, and a fine effort from the Chiefs' left fielder. Jacob Buschberger had a hit. Noah Menlinger had one as well. Aaron McKeithen chipped in. Of course, Mac Chambers with a three-hit performance. Ramon Mendoza with one, and Tommy Ju with a two-hit night as well. Pitching-wise for the Chiefs, Johan Paniagua got the start for Peoria. He allowed three runs over four innings on five hits. Four walks, five strikeouts. He was then lifted, but the Chiefs' bullpen, they were locked down from there. Five shutout innings. Nathaniel Heredia, Jack Ralston, Levi Prater, all combining for zeros. The rest of the way out, they combined for seven strikeouts as well on the way to the victory. Chiefs, they improve to... the record for you in just a second. They improved to 52-71, 24-33 in the second half. The Timber Rattlers, they dropped to 63-59, 27-30 now in the latter portion of the 2022 season. The win goes to Nathaniel Heredia. The loss is charged to Gillies for Wisconsin. Game four of the series, that'll come your way tomorrow, 6:35 first pitch, 6:20 pregame show right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Before we get out of your hair here tonight, some scores from around the Midwest League as well as the major leagues as we check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Extras in Great Lakes, Lake County and the Loons locked up in a 5-5 tie in the 10th inning. That's the only game still ongoing right now. South Bend 3-1 winners over Lansing. West Michigan picks up a 5-2 victory over Fort Wayne. Dayton down Cedar Rapids 6-2. And Quad Cities with a win 8-6 over Beloit. We now move to the major leagues. Handful of games still ongoing. Actually, it's a small slate tonight. Only two games still remaining. Braves, they blank the Rockies 3-0. They continue to roll in the National League. The Orioles with a 3-0 shutout victory over the Guardians. That's a big win for Baltimore, who continues their quest for a wild card spot in the AL. Mets 5-3. They win the series over the Dodgers. That's a big one for New York as they continue their climb to clinch the NL East. Nationals 7-5-10 over the Athletics. White Sox 7-1 over the Royals. Mariners all over the Tigers 7-0. Two games still going right now. Rangers 8-5 over the Red Sox headed to the ninth. And the Diamondbacks, they lead it 3-0 on top of the Brewers in the third. That game, the late cap here tonight on this Thursday. That'll just about do it for our coverage here tonight of Game 3. Once again, the final Chiefs win it 12-3. A big win for the good guys here tonight. Makes it a 2-1 Wisconsin series lead. Chiefs will look to even it up tomorrow. First pitch 6:35. Pregame show at 6:20. We'll hope you join us then here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. But for the entire Chiefs media staff and for Cody Schindler, this is Brendan Howes saying so long and good night from Dozier Park. We hope you enjoy the rest of your Thursday, whatever may be left of it, on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.